to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavigueto, OP, pastor, and director of the Catholic community. It is All Souls Day, November 2nd, and the readings are from Cycle A.
I told someone I was going to preach on why I want to go to purgatory. He said, "I can hardly wait." So I began to wonder, was he eager to hear what I would say or eager me to go now? Now, I think purgatory has some bad press. We've all heard that expression, "Pray now for the poor souls in purgatory." That phrase, "poor souls," drives me crazy. It's dumb. I'd be ecstatic if I got there instead of that other hotter place. Now, those are the really poor souls. Historically, preaching on purgatory has always been somewhat graphic and inflammatory, so much so that the Council of Trent forbade whatever, and I quote, "serves a kind of curiosity and superstition." Even talking about temporal punishment due to sin does God a disservice. That language made sense in a different age, but it turns our Father into jailer, if not outright torturer. And it misunderstands God's plan and purpose. Have you ever thought that we often project onto God our desire to get back and to get even? We want revenge, and then we name it justice. No wonder we imagine purgatory as punishment. And yet God is painting a very, very different picture in Jesus Christ, who turns the other cheek, carries our burdens, forgives us from the cross. I am so much aware that my actions punish me more than God ever will. So I might be crazy. Actually, that's a certainty. But if I had a choice between a direct ticket to heaven or a detour through purgatory, I'd pick purgatory. Because I know myself. Heaven is not a spiritual Disneyland that you can kind of sneak into through the back door. It is being caught up, immersed in, taken up into the dance of love that is Father, Son, and Spirit, the Trinity. And that kind of total loving is totally overwhelming. I want it. I'm not prepared for it. I get in the way. My fears, my selfishness, and my sin wound me. I want to learn to love with the freedom and fearlessness and totality of God. Yeah, I got a lot to learn. Let's be real for a moment. Sin is not healed by punishment or pain. You may punish a criminal as much as you want, but it helps neither the criminal nor the victim. No amount of punishment makes a man good. Though it might teach him to be careful next time. We insist that somebody's got to pay. I suppose some paint purgatory and God so fearsomely because they don't want us to trivialize sin. I would rather paint a different picture. God weeping, crying over us, saying, "Why are you hurting yourself this way?" God is on a rescue mission. We see it announced at every football game. John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Why would you think the rescuing stops at death? But my response of love to God's love can't be forced, only freely given. I want to learn to love like Jesus, who wept for his friend, washed his disciples' feet, cradled the beloved disciple, freed the adulterous woman, touched the leper, and forgave us so totally from the cross. Purgatory is a healing process for making us whole. God never abandoned those who cling to him. Only your refusal, my refusal, can stop his embrace. He'll never stop loving you, but you can be refuse his love. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying purgatory is easy. Facing myself really will be painful. Seeing and owning the injuries I have caused is daunting. Seeing how my actions rippled out and hurt others won't be fun, but neither is growing up. I want to grow up, not just be let into Disneyland. Yet surprisingly, purgatory is not a sad place. I rejoice in a fellow Genovese, the mystic Saint Catherine of Genoa, who wrote, "It seems to me there is no joy comparable to that of the souls in purgatory, except the joy of heavenly beatitude." How could you say this? Because the fire of purgatory is not punishment, it is purifying love. The German Catholic bishops wrote wonderfully, and I quote, "Purgatory is God himself as purifying and sanctifying power for us." Let me repeat that. Purgatory is God himself. It is God's love teaching us to love. When I'm grieving for someone I really loved, that thought is comforting. It reminds me that no matter how much I love that person, God loves that person more. Don't imagine that you can persuade God to love your beloved dead more. God already loves them totally. As much as I want to help, I am fully sure God will help them more than I ever could. Our prayer, your prayer, is God's way of joining our love, your love, to his. A love that is healing and a recreating, a making new. Don't forget that you are God's, the Father's gift to Jesus. Jesus said himself, "Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me." That's God's project. God is adding our hearts to his and theirs so that the words of St. Paul, "God will be all in all," God forming this incredible net to gather us. I wonder if Catherine got her idea of purgatory from the Italian dinner table and Isaiah's words, "The Lord of hosts will provide for all peoples a feast of rich food, choice wines." Yeah, choice, rich food, and pure choice wines. "He will destroy the veil that veils all peoples. He will destroy death forever." We are made whole by God's pouring his love into us. God invites you this day, join your love to his and be part of their healing. The great image of purgatory is God fanning the embers of love that's still in their hearts buried until it becomes a blaze of his divine love. And having supported the dead with your prayer of love, will they not support you by their prayers in heaven? God is making a communion of saints, one communion of divine love. Why need we fear death? We need only fear not loving, not helping, not caring now. Today is an opportunity for you. Sometimes we didn't forgive our dead fully, didn't love them generously, didn't thank them enough, didn't support them fully. In this Eucharist, you can. In this Eucharist, when you hold that Eucharist in your hands, when you hold Jesus, you hold them. In this Eucharist, you can say, I love you, and be fully heard by them, because they will hear you through the heart and ears of Jesus himself. Not a bad gift God gives. He only wants you to give yourself totally.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.